My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Talk about stepping up!
Bang! Bang!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
So yesterday I kind of messed up. I didn't clean the garage out yesterday because I thought Saturday and Sunday would be a good day to do it. But I'm going to do it. And I looked around. There's one little area where the trash cans are that I'm going to have to take some cleaner to and clean it up. Outside of that, I think I can just simple mop and soap and it's going to look great. And so got a lot of clutter to get out of there. But I think we'll be able to be fine with that. Look, we love our garage floor. Tell you this, oftentimes you see people that had to power wash. I mentioned yesterday's show, you don't power wash this. Power washing is great for 15 minutes, so you don't have to worry about power washing this. We love our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Get your garage floor, get it done on time. Do it with the best, do it with the most experienced group out there. And one thing, Sam, when you look at, I need to come over to the house and look at this. It's so much more affordable than people realize. That's why they close that deal, man. It's a great product at an affordable price for sure. Big day today. Grayson Bogle turning 8 years old. Birthday boy. How about that, Grayson? I hope it's the best birthday ever. You only got 7 to choose from so far, but I hope this is the best ever. Raises the bar for you. I hope it's a great day for you. So birthday boy, birthday boy, birthday boy, birthday boy. Grayson, man, happy 8th birthday. Many, many more for you, my friend. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Noah held through the break. Noah, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Appreciate you getting me in. First off, I told a coworker a few days ago at work that here I was happy to see Miami in the situation they were in, partly just because, yeah, for a team to kind of get in. Yeah, you know, I love the whole, you know, like you barely get into a tournament and then you make a run. Like, what was it, 2022 Ole Miss in the baseball tournament that they got in, yeah, like the last seed, and then they win the Natty. I love that kind of stuff. And I'm glad, to me as a sports fan, to see Miami take advantage of that and make it to a national championship game just shows me that the committee, whether they got it right or whether they didn't, doesn't matter. At least Miami took their opportunity and made the most of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I think that, like, Notre Dame, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Notre Dame would have made it that far, but nothing would have made you more mad than Notre Dame getting in and be like, all right, fine, you get in. And then they lose the first round.
Yeah, here's the deal. Whether the committee got it right or not, these games aren't a reflection of that. It's a tournament,
correct?
And teams win and teams lose, and matchups and teams, yeah, get hot or not. That's not a reflection of that. It's a tough job those guys have, but that's the reason they have it, is to set them up and let the teams decide it. And Miami's done an unbelievable job. And look, you give Miami credit because it's not like Miami was this team that came from nowhere. They were number two in the country. They had a midseason falling apart deal. And then next thing you know, they you know, finish fairly strong. The things work out for them. They get a little break in there with Virginia and Duke, and they deserve it now. They deserve a chance to win the championship.
Yeah. That's fair. And yeah, I guess now that you say it like that, that makes a lot more sense. I am curious, though, and I'll take your comments off the air, but, you know, you talked about earlier in the week, you know, their whole transfer portal recruiting stuff, and I know you did your magazine. I'm kind of curious if you have, like a wild or just a very interesting recruiting story that you heard or experienced yourself that just kind of made you go, like, what? Like, yeah. I've always kind of thought about that because, you know, the days of that are over pretty much. And, I mean, now the wild stories are going to be, you know, here's a check for $20 million, come to our school. But I'm curious if you ever had a situation like that. I'll take your comments off there. I appreciate it.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. No, recruiting stories, I got to get off the air at 9 o'clock, man. I only got 2 hours. I could do 10 hours. But let me throw my three or four favorites off the top of my head. One of them, Sam, there was a cornerback named Ahmad Batman Carroll from down in Atlanta, Georgia. Batman Carroll loved me. I loved him. I saw him play several times. Got to know him, calling him all the time. And, man, he loved everybody. And so I don't know if I ever told you, we had a Sunday night recruiting show, okay? It was from 7 to 10. We would get to the station, about 10 of us. I had these sheets of every player. We were calling players for Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia. Sam, we would interview them after their official visits were over, and all in the month of January. And from noon till 7, we taped interviews. And I'm telling you, over a three-hour period, we'd have 100 interviews, basically, or 70 interviews of players. And they were about 3 minutes each, and I said, hey, man, how'd the visit go? What's coming up next? What'd you like about the visit? You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, well, Batman Carroll, man, he's on every week. And everybody, oh, I love this guy. This is my favorite school. This is my dream school. I've got all this. And in the end, everybody thought it was Clemson. Everybody thought it was Georgia, Georgia Tech, or Florida State, or whatever. And in the end, it was Arkansas. But, man, Batman Carroll was one that he told everybody he loved him. He told everybody he was coming. One of my favorites was Clemson signed a guy named Arthur Bussey, who is probably physically the most intimidating player I've ever seen. I got to be good friends with him once he was here. 6'5", 250-pound, could scratch his knees without bending over guy. You know, this long wingspan guy, whatever, from Camden, New Jersey. Sam, the guy had cuts, scars on his body because of knife fights. Like, he lived in really as tough a neighborhood as you could imagine, all right? And Clemson linebacker coach Miles Aldridge, back then you had to wait to 8 o'clock to sign somebody, all right? Well, Ohio State showed up to sign him an hour early. They were going to break the rules to sign him an hour early, right? They showed up at 7. And as the coach from Ohio State shows up, Miles Aldridge is leaving the house with the letter of intent signed because he got it signed at 6:45. But the point of it is, Miles Aldridge spent the night in his car in the driveway in Camden, New Jersey, like in the roughest neighborhood you're gonna do it. And he was there spending the night with the doors locked all night long there in Camden. That was one of my favorite ones. You know, just the wild stuff. Clemson, when they signed John Johnson away from Georgia, he was committed to Georgia, and they hid him out in a hotel so no Georgia people could get to him. Chuck Reedy tells a story of the Herschel Walker deal where there was a showdown on the bridge down in Wrightsville, Georgia, Johnson County High School, where Clemson and Texas A&M and Southern Cal maybe and Georgia and all these teams were in it. And bags and money and all that, they were all in it. Georgia's money won out, but there's like a gun pulled or something, and it wasn't good. That wasn't a good story. But I saved my best for last. Sam, you ready for this one? My good friend, Joe Hill, who I play golf with often, his dad was an assistant basketball coach at Clemson. And he went down in the mid-early 70s to recruit Tree Rollins, 7'2", monster player, one of the greatest players in Clemson history, just recently graduated from Clemson a few years ago. But Tree was well thought of and well sought after. Sam, this is back in the 70s where money exchanged hands pretty frequently for basketball players, right? The Phil Fords, the Moses Malones, all that. And teams were paying big dollars for them. Well, down in Cordele, Georgia, down in Crisp County High School, the 7'2" Tree Rollins lived with his grandmother. And when you went to see an in-home visit with him, to which they were unlimited at the time, so you could go every day in the summertime to go see a recruit. And Joe Hill's dad, Coach Hill, went to see Tree every single day. Well, in order to get in the house to see the grandmom and to see Tree, the uncle was on the front porch, and he had lemonade for sale. And the lemonade was $50 a glass. But you had to buy a glass of lemonade just to get in. And coaches line up around the corner, by the way, and pay the $50 for lemonade to get in. Well, as Coach Hill used to tell the story, he said, the good news and bad news is, he said, the good news is that I got Tree that summer. He said, the bad news is I got diabetes that summer as well. Oh, man. There's millions of those that are out there of the wild, wild west.
What was the one? It was related to Clemson. Someone will be able to tell me this. There was one where the player committed to, it was an SEC school, and I can't remember where, maybe Alabama or Auburn, one of the two, because Clemson didn't have a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Auburn.
And we had, like, we have like three of them now.
Oh, we built
them
so that happened.
I think we had two of them on campus anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But now we have three, or at least two. I don't know if they ever redid the one that was under construction. But
that's the right reason to choose a school, though. Chick-fil-A is the right reason to choose a school. No doubt about that. What a great ad for Chick-fil-A that is.
And then I think we played in like the Chick-fil-A. We played in the kickoff game, and it was sponsored by Chick-fil-A at that point.
Yeah, man, you got to have Chick-fil-A. Everybody knows that. You're taking a knife to a gunfight if you don't have a Chick-fil-A involved. All that.
We had them.
There's
three of them within a mile of each other between Tiger Boulevard and on campus now. Two of them on campus. It's
crazy,
awesome.
Huh?
That's awesome.
It's crazy. But I got a million of those, just millions of them.
You could do a week's worth of shows.
And coaches calling me and with stories and where they were. You know, my greatest memories of having the magazine, though, was I had great relationships with coaches from all over the South and even smaller school coaches. Like I told you before, some of the historical black colleges, University of HBCs, some of those guys were great friends of mine that I'd made at Shrine Bowl. And I'd help those guys out recruiting and getting players a lot there. With that being said, there's nothing better than, I mean, I was single, right? And I was up all night, you know, anyway. Nothing worse than the dads calling you of recruits, you know, trying to promote their son with stuff. But there's nothing better than getting the 10 o'clock phone call. Burton Burns would do this to me. Burton, who was here at Clemson and then went down to Alabama. He probably did this more when he was at Bama than when he was at Clemson. So I knew all about the Bama recruiting stuff. But and then went to the Giants and back to Bama a little bit. But Burton would call me from his car the entire month of January after leaving an in-home visit. And he'd say, you got to help me out, man. What's going on, Berkey? And he'd say, I have a three-hour drive ahead of me, and I'm tired, man. I started at 5 this morning, and you got to keep me awake. And so we talk recruiting, and we talk football, but then we talk about life and family and everything. Anyway, countless hours on the phone learning more about – and the other thing is, man, when you got to know those guys at that level, one of my favorite conversations was, like, what's this assistant coach like? Because he would say – all right, man, I was in today at a meet high school in Louisiana, and Nebraska's offensive coordinator was there, and Southern Cal's guy was there, and Alabama's and Texas guy was there. Well, anyway, so I'd ask about all those guys, too. I was just trying to learn the coaching staff stuff. But, man, that was fun now. That was a heck of a lot of fun. And glad that it didn't they don't have to do it now because I can't stay up. Host the morning show, you can never do it. But getting those guys on. I have one more. So Rick Stockstill, Clemson's wide receiver coach, would call me from vacation. And he never liked vacation. His wife, Sarah, loved the beach. Matter of fact, I talked to him here recently, and I asked him about Tallahassee. He goes, Sarah loves it because she goes to the beach about an hour from the house, whatever. She goes over there all the time, Panama City, wherever it was, an hour and a half, whatever it is. And she goes there about 3 days a week, so she loves that. Anyway, Stock would be recruiting guys, and I'd ask him. He'd be on the beach now. All right, writing letters to recruits. And so one year, he was recruiting Roscoe Crosby, Union, and he ends up getting him. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm writing 25 letters to Roscoe Crosby right now. What are you talking about? He goes, he wears number 25 for Union. And so I'm writing 25 letters of the 25 reasons why Roscoe Crosby needs to go to Clemson. And he ended up getting him. Well, the next year, the best wide receiver in the state was a guy named Kelvin Grant from Camden. Sam, Stock calls me. Kelvin Grant wore the number 88. So he was writing 88 letters to Kelvin Grant on why he needed to go to Clemson. To which, I was joking around with Sarah later on, and Stock later on about it. I was like, Stock, you need to recruit some single-digit guys, man. Like, two reasons, two letters, rather than 88 letters through all that stuff. But anyway, wide receiver, I'll recruit some quarterbacks where you don't have to get up in the number 80s and all that kind of stuff. Scott's in Greenville. Final phone call for Josh Williams. Talk some college football playoffs with us. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
What was the woman's name down at the Peach Bowl? He broke her fax machine, man.
Oh, the oh yeah. Now that was the Humanitarian Bowl up in Boise, to where Clemson fans had to you had fax machines and they were faxing requests. Like, take Clemson. We'll buy tickets. And the fax machine broke. Now I'll tell you a good fax machine story in recruiting. Ellis Johnson was recruiting Pat Cash. He was a guy from down at a smallest school in South Carolina, like Lincoln High School or something. Anyway, it was down at near Waccamaw down there, and it was a single-A school. And back then, you know, you had to have your transcripts faxed to the school while you're recruiting to make sure you can get into school, right? Nowadays, I don't know if we even do SATs or get these guys in. Now you just come to school. Anyway, Ellis was telling me how poor the school district is. And he goes to the guidance counselor and says, can you send the fax of Cash's transcript to Clemson? And the guidance counselor said, what's that now? She said, can you fax this to him? She said, what are you talking about? He's like, a facsimile machine? Like, can you fax it? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of it.
Wow.
Didn't have one.
Nope.
Had to make a copy of it. Go to the next school and send it over.
Hey, man, I'm not a conference flag waver, but it is nice to see the ACC in the national championship game over the SEC. Third year in a row that they hadn't been there. So
you got your ACC belt on today with all the logos on it?
Yeah.
Wearing that thing?
Hey, that last play of the game, man, if they'd called that, wouldn't they have placed that ball at the two since it happened in the end zone?
Would have been a two-yard line, really? Happened right there at the end zone. I was thinking half the distance or 15 yards down like the –
I think it's at the 2-yard line, which would give him a play. How big that field goal miss, too, was.
Yeah, I will give them credit, though, because after the game, Golding said that's not the reason we lost the football game. So I will give him credit for not making an excuse. Right. And I'm not sure you
can. Great game, though. I thought it was a fantastic game.
Can you imagine Miami losing on that one and that'd be two basic national championship-type games that were decided by controversial pass interference penalties as – in the overtime or time?
Kind of. I mean, that was what was going through my mind. And I was like, man, why? But anyway, big IU fan tonight, man.
I hope, me too.
I hope they get it done. I like Cignetti and all that. But just wanted to chime in real quick this morning. I know I wasn't sure if that was a 2-yard line penalty or.
Yeah, it's interesting. 15 yard line. Yeah, in the end zone, I think it's 2-yard line. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Sam, don't you get the feeling everybody's pulling for Indiana tonight? Like Cignetti. It's just taking the college football world by storm and, like, the little guy that's never done it before. I just feel like that everybody's pulling for him.
Sure, yeah. I think a lot of people are going to root for Indiana tonight. I don't blame them. Indiana's a fun team. I wouldn't be mad if Indiana won, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm going to be rooting for them.
We'll ask – well, you're a Purdue guy.
I did grow up, yeah. So. Okay. Based on what I grew up on, it would be sacrilegious for me to root against Oregon in this game. However, this Indiana team is unfathomably, annoyingly likable.
Yeah.
So I just want a good football game. I hope everyone has fun.
I think you're going to get one tonight. We'll ask Josh Williams that when we come back right after this.
The NFL action has never been hotter. The playoffs are here, and that means it's the perfect time to start playing Underdog. It's my favorite way to enjoy a full day of NFL football, and it's even more fun when you've got major stakes like playoff implications and trips to the big game. It's awesome. It's great to play. You can do it right now in South Carolina. All you do is pick higher or lower on your favorite players on your favorite stats. So, like, passing yards and touchdowns and tackles and even kicking points and things like that. It's so much fun to play because there's so many ways to play and win. Right now, easy to get started. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. And when it's time to look for an engagement or wedding ring, count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where joy comes out of the blue.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Your local water and mold experts are my friends at All Dry, myalldry.com, 864-653-1234, 864-653-1234. This Clemson University alum, my good friend Justin, owns it. I hope to see Justin tonight at the if we do make it over to the Daniel Lyons women's basketball game. This is one of these companies that I knew them before, and before they started advertising here, and it, as a friend, and just the utmost respect for who these guys are, and had a chance to sit down and learn more about Stan and what these guys do now. And it really is amazing. These are guys I respected because they were coaching our rec league teams and teaching and training our kids. You can see them in line at the grocery store and all over the place, and now – I want to tell you about their business. So at All Dry, you're not going to get an 800. It's going to be a rapid response team to a local number here. They're coming out. They're going to take care of you. I love the fact that they understand that you want to be treated the way that you expect, and they're going to exceed those things with the mold inspections, with the mold removal, and the prevention services. And another thing is sometimes I've only fired two people in my life, and one of them was a subcontractor for some stuff going on in my home. You're not going to get third-party contractors here. They don't sub it out to anybody. Like, these are their guys, so you know you're getting their team through everything. And the other thing is, a lot of these companies that do the mold inspection stuff, they got a conflict of interest because they had to go back and rebuild things and all this. You don't get that with these good guys. So Justin tells me there are times where people like build in all this pork into it and overcharge because they know they're going to do the work. And they get a $30,000 estimate, which Justin said, look, it's about a $10,000 job, but these guys put their own pork into it, and it doesn't work out that way. Bottom line is, call these good folks. Get a second opinion if you want another company. Your local water and mold experts. Don't mess around with water or mold in your home or business. MyAllDry.com, 864-653-1234. Josh Williams joins us, reviewing and previewing. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man. I'm well, guys. How are you?
We're fantastic. A great football game last night. Get your initial thoughts on Miami's 31-27 win over Ole Miss.
Boy, it looked there for a stretch that it was one of those Mario Miami games where they were going to find a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory there, so to speak,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Didn't know. Too much talent, them, right?
Yeah, major kudos, obviously, for pulling that out. But the entire game just felt like they should have been up a couple scores the whole time. But it was more so, kind of mistakes on their side that kind of, left the door open. I mean, obviously, missed field goal, but some dropped interceptions and quite a few penalties and, some questionable play calling at times. But kudos to Miami. They were the better team and deserved to win and deservingly move on.
Carson Beck looked extremely calm last night. He looked in control last night. The run game certainly helped out. But one of the factors that we hadn't talked enough about is this wide receiver core is either underrated or I know they're healthier now than they've been. Tony obviously has been talked about since the Notre Dame game. Like he burst upon the scene to start the regular season. With that said, am I right? This wide receiver group has been very productive in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the first game against A&M didn't have to do a whole lot and couldn't really do a whole lot down the field with the weather and the wind. And, the Ohio State game was a little more efficient with kind of short, quick passes and getting the ball out of Beck's hand. But, last night they knew they had some advantages and could take shots down the field. And obviously, Beck missed quite a few, but he also made some really clutch throws, short intermediate throws, and obviously hit the one long touchdown. But they were seemingly, if they weren't open, they were getting interfered with and drew a flag. So they used, and you can see kind of the gravity of Tony in a lot of those routes, especially when they put him in, kind of stacked formations, and he almost kind of clears out, that third of the field with multiple eyes following him, and it leaves a lot of those other guys open and an opportunity to make plays, and they did.
Yeah, Marion is a great – and Daniels too. Those guys are more open because of Tony's presence. The thing that gets me too is the blocking on the outside. I mean, Tony's a little fella, and Daniels, some of those guys are bigger guys, but, man, they block well on the perimeter. They went with some three tight end sets last night, and I like that 13 personnel. And in the end, Fletcher's just a handful. And Brown, too. I don't know if Brown gets enough credit because the run game was very good with 191 on the ground again last night.
Yeah, and that's Brown wasn't a major factor there kind of when they went on their run kind of late in the year. I mean, it was more the freshman back that was kind of gave him a little bit of juice. But Brown's been definitely giving the juice and some of these playoff games and kind of drew the bulk of the goal line work last night.
Yeah. What look ahead line having, I don't know if you know it or guessing it, and let me guess, I would say Oregon a 3, you got home field advantage, might be a little bit of a deal there, but Oregon about a 3.5-point favorite, Indiana about a 6.5-point favorite of Miami. Either of those close in your mind?
A little close. Actually, I did see DraftKings put it up last night. It was Indiana 5.5, Oregon 1.5.
Oh. Well, home field advantage then being a I guess that would be, I mean, a neutral site, but would they get some credit for that, maybe?
Maybe a little. Maybe, as the playing Oregon, maybe a little more so travel than anything. How many times are they going to go west, round trip west to east, all three?
Well, I'm going to tell you that if Indiana gets in, even though it's in Miami, Indiana will have more fans there than Miami will have.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
These people are swallowing up tickets everywhere. They're so starved for all this. All right, let me get to this. Rematch of a 30-20 win at Oregon. Thoughts on what we're going to see in the Peach Bowl tonight?
Yeah, so line sitting about 3.5 from down from opener of 4. Total is 48.5. There's obviously, like you'd expect, there's one-way action there kind of on Cignetti in Indiana, 3-1 tickets, 4-1 money. So there is a little bit of respected money on Oregon. Like you said, previous matchup was 30-20 in Autzen. If you take back to that game, the line on that game closed about Oregon as a 7-point favorite there at home. So if you kind of take away home field, this is basically about a 7-point adjustment, give or take, compared to that one. In that game, Indiana pressured more, about 50% of his dropbacks. They sacked him 6 times. He threw 2 picks. Mendoza also threw a pick 6 that obviously makes that score look a little bit better than it was for Oregon. But I think kind of the big key was when Oregon did run the ball, the overall rushing numbers, weren't great. But if you kind of piece out the sacks and whatnot, the running backs did do fairly well. The three running backs in that game rushed for 100 yards on about 6 yards per carry. One downside is kind of the leading rusher from that game was Davison. He had a little over 7 yards per carry, but he's out tonight with a broken clavicle. But so really, Oregon offensively, can they do a better job this game kind of staying in standard downs and not exposing more, to some of those pressures and blitzes like Indiana likes to do, kind of for the last, month plus, they've leaned into a lot more 12 personnel. And a lot of that was kind of predicated because of all the wide receiver injuries that they had. But maybe they lean into that a little bit more tonight, run heavy, and then maybe kind of take some play-action shots off of it. That's kind of the one area that Indiana's defense does show a little bit of susceptibility. It's kind of some explosive pass plays. That's kind of the one area they're ranked outside the top 25, allowing 10-plus and 20-plus passes. Moore is going to need to play well. If you look at his games, against the best defenses on their schedule, Penn State, Iowa, Indiana, and Texas Tech, all top 25 defenses. His QBR is just barely over 50, 51.8. 6.1 yards per attempt, 4 touchdowns, 4 picks. So, going to need a better performance out of him. Indiana, they just can Oregon get them off schedule. They stay in standard downs. They have obviously their two backs. They're a great rushing offense. That's kind of where you want to attack Oregon's defense is the running game between the tackles and then. The biggest difference with this Indiana team, if you think about it from last year to this year, is that improvement on the offensive line. This year is elite. Obviously Mendoza is very good and can be a factor with his legs extending plays, but this offensive line is really, really good. So, I think we're in for a good one. If you look at it, obviously, Oregon, you kind of say they're probably a year ahead of schedule. Next year kind of looked like the year for them with they've broken in a lot of inexperience and secondary and skill players this year. Indiana, I'll ask you this. If you look at it on paper, obviously, blue chip ratio and kind of recruiting rankings and what they've got, you kind of wonder how they're so good compared to some of these other teams. But they just, my comparison is they're kind of the college football version of the kind of the prime Belichick era Patriots. They just play clean football. They don't make mistakes. Cignetti says most games are lost and not won, and that's just what they do. They've got second fewest penalty yards per game. The number one in turnover margin, they've only turned it over 8 times all year. the third and third down defense. They're obviously the number one in offense on third down. So they're just they're really good at what they do. You know, usually in rematches where the favorite loses the first one and they're kind of an underdog in the second one, you kind of lean that way a little bit. But I kind of lean toward Oregon a little bit with that being above a field goal, but I really don't want to pick against Indiana the way they've been playing.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, it's not just the offensive line. It's like Coogan at center, when he gets to the second level, the fundamentals are his head's – he gets his helmet on the correct side. I mean, it sounds crazy to think about it, like it's a big factor, but it is. You look at the run game, and they went out – the Wisconsin guard, too, the Evans kid they got, those are good players. But up and down that offensive line, Smith and Evans, Coogan, Lynch, and those guys are amazing. But they fundamentally – they get to the right side of the guy. They don't just block the right guy. They block him in the right area. Like they open up the hole the right way, and that's where Henby and Black and Martin, those guys, do such a good job with all that. And then the play action is a big part of it. But the word I would say, much you mentioned like the Belichick stuff, they're clinical. The side of the football that doesn't get enough credit, though, they held Oregon to 14 first downs. Oregon was 3 of 13 on third downs. If Oregon didn't go 3 for 4 on fourth downs, they wouldn't have scored 20 points. They outrushed Oregon. They held Oregon to 81 yards rushing. And Dante Moore, they held him to 186 through the air, including two picks. They got leaders. They tackle really well, Josh. But they've got NFL guys at all three levels. This linebacker core is amazing to me. I love watching them play. And I keep telling, this game's not going to be close tonight. This is going to be a 14, 17-point thing tonight. They dismantled a bad Alabama team, but that same Alabama team, you know, just beat Oklahoma on the road. That game wasn't even close, Josh. Oregon's better than Bama, but Indiana's just clinical, man.
Yeah, I did not expect that Bama game to be close. You know, the one kind of thing was, you know, losing the defensive end Daly after the Big Ten title game was kind of the question is, how do they kind of pick up the slack if you look at the numbers? They pressured Bama on about 40% of the dropback, so it was still
six sacks.
Yeah, really no issue.
No issue.
It wasn't in that game.
Well, the defense coordinator is a young, bright mind. They do some things schematically. Brian Haynes, he does some things schematically too, but it's fundamentals, and I love seeing it. It's gonna be a lot of fun tonight. Can I talk you into this at least? Maybe you're not going to buy my 17-point deal tonight, but can I talk you into this? If Oregon wins, Oregon can win a close game. Indiana can win a close game. Indiana can win a blowout. I don't see Oregon blowing out Indiana. But if it's a 17-point game tonight, then Indiana's got that at least. Can I talk you into that?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't expect a double-digit game by any means, but if you had to say, you know, one side would do it, I would lean toward the Indiana side with you there. Yeah, I mean, it comes down to like it, maybe try to oversimplify it sometimes, but which quarterback do you trust more?
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's no doubt
Mendoza.
And it's not like Mendoza's got to go out and throw for 350 either. I mean, that's the thing. He had 15 completions against Ohio State. You know, this past week, the Alabama thing, he had, was it 14 or was it 12 or 14? He had 14 completions.
More touchdowns than incompletions.
Yes. Clinical, buddy. Clinical. A lot of fun to watch. Let's review it. Let's preview a national championship game when we visit next Friday.
Hey, man. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, buddy. You too, Josh. Josh Williams, J-Dub breaking it down what Vegas thinks about all that. Clinical, Sam. That's the word that you'll see tonight. Clinicians.
I think Oregon's going to win.
Well, I think you're wrong, Sam.
It's very hard to beat a good team twice in the same season.
Not when you're better than them.
That was your first mistake.
No, not when you're better than them. And you know what's hard to do? It's hard to get beat at home by double digits and then go in a neutral site.
Very true. If Oregon's got healthy running backs, I think this is a very, very tight game, and I think Oregon wins. However, I'm just very excited to watch it.
Here, let me ask you, who's the better team?
It's Indiana.
Right.
But I don't think that always makes the difference.
It will with that coaching staff.
Very true. Why are they not getting interviews for other? Why are they not getting?
Maybe they don't want to.
Why is? I mean,
Brian Haynes is going to be a football.
Brian
coach
Haynes
somewhere.
Is a head coach somewhere soon.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. All right, short break. We'll come back. Our ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fish report with Jinx Patrick right after this.
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide, the ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Male today, where real men get real results.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and New Teak Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. New Teak Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find that at New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton, at New Teak Boutique, and Four Men on Exchange.
Cooler weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen when thinking of and preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. Nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables sourced right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a weekend celebration, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. And if you're having family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles, Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Getting ready for the weekend. Some hunting and fishing report from my great friends at ReedyLandCo.com. The segment brought to you by ReedyLandCo.com. Check them out. As I bring in Jinx Patrick of ReedyLandCo.com, Jinx, Tiger Chad checks in this morning. And he says, He says, please tell the Reedy Lanco folks that on my UPS route every day in Belton Honeypath area, I see signs all over the place for Reedy Lanco. So
yeah, we're well represented down there for sure.
Yes, yes, no doubt. Some good properties down there, I am sure. Good morning,
hey,
friend.
If you're looking for it, I mean, I got outdoor stuff to talk about, and we normally talk about land, but it has been a fantastic December for getting things ready for January. Like we had a great end of the year, but there, if you're looking for land in Belton or Pickens, 5 acres, 25 acres, or 1,500 acres, we've got it right now. You just check out the website. I wish we could sort it by newest listings, because it would really show well. There's a lot coming up on the market. So if you're looking, we got them coming up. If you don't find it, give us a call, because sometimes it just hits a little. Sometimes we're getting ready to put it on the market.
And if you're looking, check us out. You could represent the buyer there and cater it and keep them in mind, obviously. Do that for sure.
That's right.
One day, buddy, one day you and I and Denzel and Bone are going to be in the studio. Not today.
Not today.
One day very soon. Denzel's under the weather, but we're going to get him and get the Falcon, get the Hawk over here. So keep that.
In the studio.
Yes. Yes. Keep that hope alive.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if I told you that or not, but Ben Milstead said he's going to bring his wife's cat in that day. Just to introduce them, see how they get along.
Is he looking for an accident to happen, sort of like in a Christmas story when the leg lamp gets broken?
Yeah. I don't know. Just see if they get along, man. Who knows? I think we need an indoor hunt. Like, just bring a rabbit inside. You know, we got a big studio here. You've been here many times. I think we got room for it, you know?
Yeah. I'm here for the anarchy. We might have to do videotape that one and put it online.
Be a great reality TV show. Indoor falconry. Yes, let's do it. All right, tell me, we're going to talk BB guns and pellet guns. Speaking of Christmas story, you put your eye out, kid. What do I need to know about BB guns and pellet guns?
I mean, everybody knows about BB guns from A Christmas Story. That he wanted, you remember what he wanted from Santa Claus?
Oh, the Red Ryder.
Yeah, official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle BB gun with compass in the stock and the thing that tells time. That's what he wanted. And I had one of those growing up, and they're awesome. I actually got one for Christmas this year, and I forgot how much fun they are. But, they are actually the bottom tier of air rifles. There are several types, and they can get seriously powerful and accurate. But Red Riders, they work with what's called a spring piston action. So you cock that lever on the bottom, and it pulls back a spring. And when you pull the trigger, that spring is released, and it compresses air, and it pushes out the BB or pellet. And that's like a slow process, and there's actually a slight delay when you pull the trigger. And the BB comes out so slow that you can actually see the BB fly through the air. I bet you can remember that from a kid. You can actually see it arc through the air.
Yeah.
But they also have, guns that are step up from that. And the next one up is called a pneumatic. And these are pretty popular when I was younger as well. You could pump it up to 10 times, and you fill up this reservoir with compressed air. And when you pull the trigger, it releases that air. So that in that case, you're compressing the air in advance. And if you were plinking, you could pump it up 2 times, or if you were really trying to get after something, you could pump it up 10 times. Yep. But now they have the next thing up, and they've been around for a while, but they're more readily available. Now they have what's called nitro piston, and that's a cylinder filled with nitrogen, and it's completely sealed off. You give it a single pump. It's a one hard pump. The nitrogen's compressed. You pull the trigger, and that piston releases, and it sends the pellet out. And, Red Ryder goes at like 350 feet per second. Those nitro pistons are going to go over 1,200 feet per second. That's it's accurate and it's fast.
Now, obviously, you can put your eye out with that one. What was the ratio again? Oh, yeah. What were we talking about going from how many to how many again?
300 feet per second, 300, 350 on the Red Riders, and 1,200 feet per second on the nitro pistons. And they'll get faster than that. But the point is, if you got a kid looking to shoot a rifle better, this is your first stop. These guns are quiet. They don't kick. The ammo's cheap. And they're surprisingly accurate. So, if you ever got a child that's like, and you're trying to teach them how to shoot, plinking with an air rifle is an absolute fantastic afternoon.
All right, that is a step up. What kind of age group? So we're talking about what's the proper appropriate age in your mind, at least, with your professional advice for? Let's start with the Red Ryder with the BB gun.
You know, let's start off by saying this. This is a youth shooter with parental guidance and safety equipment such that nobody shoots their eye out.
Right.
And you would be very, very hard pressed to shoot your eye out with a BB gun. But you definitely want to have that safety equipment. No need for earplugs in this scenario, which is great, because when kids wear earmuffs, those are rather large, those Mickey Mouse style earmuffs. And when you put your head down on the stock, it actually gets in the way. So not having that helps with learning to shoot and getting your head down on the stock and close the right eye. And I think this is like an eight, 9 year old scenario here for the Red Ryder, learning to plink, learning to shoot safely, learning to put the safety on and off.
Yeah.
And then you get into those, you know, more powerful guns, you're going to have an adult there to cock it. And it takes a little more strength there. And then, adults use those. You can hunt with those. You can actually hunt turkeys in California with an air rifle. That's how powerful they are.
Well, I was going to ask you about that later, but let me ask one more quick question about the appropriate ages and stuff. Or as one of the big things I should say is the kick. How important is it to gently... You know, you're talking about little smaller bodies, obviously, in most of these cases. How important is it to have, you know, not have that kick and to gently walk them through into, you know, increasing
that? Anytime you can teach them the system on repeat without worrying about kick and fatigue and just fear, they're going to learn to put their head down. They're going to learn to look down the rifle properly. They're going to learn to squeeze the trigger, and they're going to learn to put the safety off right before they shoot, put the safety on right after they shoot, and... You know, and repeat. And you want it when you're teaching a child to do these things and to be outdoors and to understand getting into hunting, that's a great way to start. And it's something that will cost you very little money to do, and you can shoot in a place without worrying about noise. And it's a lot of fun. I grew up doing it. I took Mary Deck out, and we did it a few weeks ago with a new rifle, new BB gun that I got for Christmas. And I'm not bashing on the Red Ryder. They're a lot of fun, and it'll hold 200 BBs, just like it says in the movies. So,
I'm not allowing you to bash the Red Ryder. I can tell you, we're not way is anybody going to bash the Red Ryder on here.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
All right, so
yeah.
With the Red Ryder, though, you can kill like small field mouse, small birds, maybe. Can you harvest one of those?
I mean. Let me talk about it this way. BBs, Red Ryder shoots BBs.
Yes.
Crossman air rifles shoot BBs or pellets.
Okay.
And BBs are round, and when they fly, they tend to move left or right a little bit, so they're not as accurate. When you get into the pellets, they're more accurate and more consistent. I would not go hunting with a Red Ryder BB gun. I don't think that it is the right way to do that. But pellet. You know, as far as pellets, they put scopes on them and they'll shoot just like a rifle. So you could shoot small game.
All right, I don't tell my son that, because my father-in-law, shooting through a pack, but several doves, they shoot at the same time. And then when the dove falls, my son thinks his Red Ryder took it down. He'll say, like, yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep it quiet.
Oh, yeah, my granddad had four, and I got four also, is what he tells people. Through all that. All right, so are we price range wise, ammo wise and all that, what's the difference with the pellet gun and
I mean, you're
rifles?
Talking about, you can be into a very high-end package for less than $500.
Oh.
You know, with a scope and air rifles are just like putters and golf clubs and everything else. If you want to spend a lot of money, you can definitely have that opportunity to do so, but you can get into a good system for $250 to $500, scope, pellet, and everything.
And we could kill turkey. Can we go?
You can hunt them out in California with an air rifle. You actually shoot for the head with the air rifle.
Okay.
You can hunt small game in South Carolina, and you can target shoot in South Carolina. But that's all. That's all that's allowed.
Okay. All right. And I, does DNR have it? Is there resources? I guess you're calling you. You're the expert in this thing now. But any other resources?
Yeah, you go to any. You know, go to Bass Pro Shop. They can get you fixed up. Okay. You can go out to any range and shoot there. Out on the DNR has public ranges available in Pickens, down in Greenwood. There's probably one in Oconee too. All you got to do is Google those, and they'll come up and give it a try. And if you know, if you really need it. I've got 25 acres coming up in Salem this week. I got 10 acres coming up in Greenwood. We got stuff coming up in Belton, and then Fairplay as well. So if you name a spot, I can find you a place to shoot a rifle for sure.
How they reach you? Where do they go? The website looks awesome.
ReedLaneKelly.com. You can call me at 864-506-0416, and we'll get you hooked up.
All right. Tell Mary Deck, I was looking forward to seeing her. We'll see her here soon. We'll see Denzel. We'll see Bone here soon. Keep that New Year's resolution alive, man. Keep hope alive. We can do this.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Jinx Patrick, ReedyLandCo.com. Check those good folks out. I didn't know that about the air rifles and the pellet rifles and all that kind of stuff. I had a pellet gun when I was a kid. Smaller pellets, though. Smaller ones. And I had a Red Ryder. Did you have a Red Ryder over there, Sam, growing up?
There is one in my garage. There's one in my parents' garage, yes.
And you were, did you always wear glasses?
Yeah.
Did you ever break your glasses with a Red Ryder coming back at you?
No, I've been blind as a bat since I was little, and no, I did not break.
You shoot your eye out.
I have not. There are, yeah, no, not yet. Mm. Hopefully that doesn't change.
There's nothing better than pouring those 200 BBs down in that thing and carrying those around with you. Weight that thing down with that stuff, yeah. Good stuff for sure. All right, we've got a lot going on, a busy third hour for you. We're going to talk about Clemson basketball in the third hour, talk Clemson transfer portal, South Carolina transfer portal. We got a lot to do. We'll take your telephone calls. We got a ton of texts to get to as well. I promise I'm trying to get all those texts in here as I can. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's our Adams & Co. Roofing text line and our phone lines. One more hour, getting you ready for the weekend. Heck, it's the weekend already. Sam Jones, Mickey Potter, love for you to return. A very short top of the hour break, and then your phone calls in hour three right after this.